We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And what he's done with the Warriors. And then I think about it, who represents the A's and the Giants. And the A's, it's just a no-brainer. Reggie Jackson was my favorite of all time, but Ricky Henderson is top five, possibly of all time, greatest baseball players of all time. So Henderson gets it for the A's, and then Barnes, if you're looking at clutch, Mad Bum. But in terms of just, it's kind of like what you said. What other player gets walked with the bases loaded? Just look at his numbers and forget the steroids, forget that he's a polarizing figure. It's got to be Barnes.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. Barnes is top five for me for sure.
And one thing I think you should consider is, the best athletes that were born in the Bay Area. Because then you start going, into Jason Kidd, Gary Payton, Tom Brady,
Bill Russell. But
that's another yeah. time. Exactly. Well, yep. Again, that would be a little too old for me. Got to be 80s and above.
All right.
thanks, Bonte. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Hey, by the way, did you see my tweet last night?
No, I didn't.
I'm reading a book about a player you've never heard of.
Rocky Colavito.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
I didn't see
New
that.
New book came out about him.
I didn't see that.
Guy's 83 years old, and another book has come out about him.
He's had
three books written about him.
By the time you come back, Rocky Colavito,
Don't Knock the Rock, and now this one.
I will look at your Twitter feed or your Twitter profile, Steiny, and I will have that book by the time you come back.
Here's just a little bit of baseball history for you. Rocky Colavito was traded for a guy named Harvey Keene. It's the only time in baseball history that the home run champion was traded for the batting champion. There you go.
That's incredible. So you'd rather have power than average.
Well, one team did.
Yeah. Real quick, top five moments in the Bay Area. Brian Johnson should get honorable mention. Two home runs late in the season against the Dodgers in 1997 that propelled the Giants to the NL West division title, and that was a big year because Brian Sabian had traded Matt Williams before the year, and the fan base was like, how could you trade Matt Williams? How? And he did. They get Jeff Kent. He puts on one of the best five-year stretches for a second baseman in the history of the game. So Brian Johnson, he gets love there. 1997 for one of the best moments in the Bay Area at Candlestick Park. That took place. Let's go to Renegade in East Oakland. This is going to be interesting. Renegade, give us your top five here on 95.7 The Game.
First of all, my apologies to Rick Barry, Ricky Henderson, and Reggie Jackson. Because we always mistake right now for now. And if you go back to how I feel or what the moment meant, when you're young, it means a lot more to you. So it stays with you longer. As you get older, seasons start to mix together. That being said and done, at number five, Joe Montana. At number four, Steph Curry. At number three,
tremendous dramatic.
Well, I'm sorry, Barry fans. And it's hard because you work in your mind eliminating stuff, and then you guys bring up new topics, and your mind starts racing, and you pull over to the side of the road, and you think about how great things used to be. Number three, Catfish Hunter.
Ooh.
I understand. That's what Renegade does. He has thought-invoking moments. Number two, I didn't want to do it, but I have to because I think he's the – I'm going to have to go back and go with Rick Barry just because of what it meant to me. I can remember real quick he was in charge of the Marching Dimes. My cousin was Marching Dimes' poster child. He had just jumped to the Oakland Oaks. There's a picture of my uncle standing 3 feet away from Rick Barry because he's still mad at him. I'll have that picture with me for the rest of my life. And number one, Barry Bonds, just that whole era there, especially happening around 9-1-1 and what it meant and how sports brought the country together. Never before have we been put back together as a country as we were right then. Everybody loved each other. Every neighbor watched each other. And you look at how America has deteriorated since that moment. So that was a great moment, not only for baseball and sports, but in life itself. And Renegade, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Renegade. Man, he gets his money's worth, huh? He calls in, he gets his money's worth.
Well, we give him his we give him it. We give him his time.
So. Top five moments, top five athletes. Let's get to Will real quick before the break. Will in San Bruno, top five athlete in the Bay Area of all time. What you got for us, Will?
Hey, guys. Thanks again for taking the call. For me, the criteria to me is, you know, pure talent, longevity in the Bay, and then just, you know, championships and all that stuff comes after. But for me, I'd say Willie Mays is number one, just pure athlete, just incredible. Number two, I'd probably put Joe Montana. Then I'd go with Steph at three. At four, I got to put Jerry Rice in the top five. He's just an incredible athlete, so dominant in that in his era. And then five, I'm going to bookend Barry with his godfather. I'd say Barry has to be in the top five. Controversy or not, even before all the controversy, he was such a dominant player. You know, home runs, RBIs, steals, incredible player. So that's my top five.
Thanks for the phone call, Will. A lot of good calls there, a lot of good top five lists. We'll put that conversation on ice for just a second here because we had an incredible moment yesterday. JD named the Warriors' entire schedule. Recall the whole schedule, one through game one to game 82. Today we follow that up. Call in with your birth date and year, and John Dickinson will tell you what day of the week you were born on.
Damn!
Yes, damn. We follow that up. Call in with your birth date and year, and JD will tell you what day of the week you were born on. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're going to do that next right here on 95.7 The Game. But first, let's go to Elena with the latest on what's happening on 95.7 The Game. JD's got some sick skills.
I was born on November 7th, 1988.
They'll figure it out in 30 seconds. Okay. Think about it, JD.
I'm going to do the update. We'll come to it afterwards. What's happening on the game brought to you by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. Terrell Owens topped off NFL Insiders Week this morning with Joe Lowe and Dibs. He had high praise for Jimmy Garoppolo going into the season.
We got Jimmy G. He's going to come back stronger than ever. He's looking to really kind of rebuild and get back to those winning ways as he did before he got that injury. I'm looking for him to do some great things this year.
Check out the full interview on demand or stream anywhere on the radio.com app. Giants came out on top after a 16-inning battle with the Mets. Madison Bumgarner went 9 innings, giving up only 5 hits and 6 strikeouts on 94 pitches. To talk about Bumgarner's performance, Giants pitching coach Kurt Young will join Bonte, Steiny, and JD at 1 o'clock. Later on today, voice of Sunday Night Baseball, Matt Baskirgin joins the Damon Bruce Show. That's coming up at 4. Rain Man JD coming up next, and we're sponsored by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars are the indulgent break you deserve in your day. Have you tried the dark chocolate, peanut, and almond flavor? Now that's a sit on the dock and take a moment kind of bar. Nature Valley sweet and salty bars. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station. JD, you got an answer?
Monday.
Ooh, now I like Mondays a little bit more on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
See, I don't know anything about this. This one just kind of flies over my head. Like, I'm lost.
I'm out of ammunition on this one.
I got nothing.
ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Never a real fan of them.
Did the Blonde Bomber request that? Is she now calling shots on this show? Just making sure. Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Bonte Hill, Kurt Young, 1 o'clock. Giants pitching coach. Talk about what's going on with that club. They are 26-15 since June 1st. 2.5 out of the second wild card spot in the National League. They've won 13-15. Bums going 9 innings. Guys are hitting. Team is hitting. They're hitting .299 this month with 27 bombs and 104 RBI. They've won the season high 6 straight games. We'll do all that. Talk about all that with Kurt Young here on 95.7 The Game. But we got to talk about yesterday for a second. Because what happened yesterday in the last hour of the show was something I didn't expect or ever experience in my life when it comes to sports. Like, I know a lot of people with good recall. I got a buddy, Harry Barrison, who's texted me. He says, I could give you the network, the score, the MVP of every freaking Super Bowl. I said, okay. But what John Dickinson did yesterday is something I don't think can ever, ever be accomplished on the airwaves by anybody. Anybody. Here's JD yesterday, an edited version of what JD did yesterday, reciting and recalling the 82-game regular season for the Golden State Warriors a season ago.
I can't even remember who the Warriors opened with.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Then who was game two?
Westbrook didn't play.
Washington at home?
Yeah. Wow.
And it was at New York, at Brooklyn, at Chicago.
Unbelievable.
I'm serious, I can't believe JD. This.
No, we're the night before Thanksgiving. They got blown out by Oklahoma City. At Atlanta, at Cleveland, at Milwaukee, Dallas, Clippers.
On the Tilt Not Nobody text line, I was supposed to have a meeting right now, but God wants me to listen to JD name the schedule. Yes, the meeting was canceled.
Dallas, at the Clippers, at the Lakers.
I'm giving you our word. This is not scripted.
Not scripted.
Cleveland at home.
Oh, my God. He's got three games left.
Clippers at home, at the Pelicans, at Memphis.
Holy. Pop champagne. Everybody, pop champagne. I mean, just freaking believable.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, because I don't like to take anybody's shine off anybody, but I was over in the sales department, and first of all, apparently there was some complaining over in the sales department about all the dinging. In fact, somebody came over and said, what is going on with all the dinging? And then, but then I went over and I started talking about it today with a couple salesmen. And my guy Ryan over there said, yeah, it was getting the good, but bad optics. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, the video, you know, there's two screens in front of JD.
You talk about Ryan Crawford?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, well, there are two screens in front of JD, so it looked like he might have been just... I'm like, come on. I'm like, he wasn't. Of course he wasn't.
We've got producers behind that could see. Right.
Thank you.
And I don't care if
anyway,
JD studied.
They suggested we blindfold you today, put your back against...
You could you want to blindfold me and have me do the schedule again? I could do that.
Well, that's what they asked, and I said, and what I told them was, he's not going to put a blindfold on. JD's not putting a blindfold on.
I'll put a blindfold on.
Wow. Got any blindfolds?
I'll put a blindfold on and tell those jokers to come down here and stand around me in a circle.
I'll run it back. I got their names.
Not enough.
You don't
run it back. Hashtag run
I'll run it back.
Back
again.
You don't have to run it back.
Okay.
You don't have to do it.
No. No, no.
Hashtag
no.
Run it back. And again, I don't care if JD studied the whole schedule from 9:30 to 9:55. To do that right on the spot. 82 games. And not only that, but he knew the days that the games took place on. Oh, yeah, that was a Saturday. Yeah, that was a Tuesday night. Yeah, they got back on the road last night. You can't knock it. You can't hate on it.
What, you got other tricks up your sleeve?
He's got other tricks
What's
up
he got?
His sleeve.
Well, I don't know. I shouldn't set it up.
Well, here.
Because you guys were like, well, what else could we maybe do?
So anyway, apparently what JD can do is if you tell him your birthday and year you were born, he can tell you what day you were born on rather quickly.
Yeah, which is
like
random.
I said, JD.
We were walking out yesterday.
September 26, 1964.
Yeah. This is Saturday.
I gave him September 15th, 1982.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's so funny, JD, because I'm looking at the Philadelphia Phillies regular season from 1964.
So it was the day before the end of the regular season or the week before?
No, they had a week. They had a week later.
Left. Okay.
But, yeah, Saturday, September 26th, the Phillies lost to the, I don't know who they lost to. They lost the Dan Blassen game. But anyway, yeah, you were right on that.
Yeah.
It was right on my birthday. It was a Wednesday.
We had Elena during the update.
Yep.
November 7, 88, which was a Monday.
Right.
And then our boss, Matt Hegan, also November 11th. or I'm sorry, November 7th. Same okay. Same birthday as Elena, but and he was born on a Tuesday. Different year.
Wow.
So is there a 72. Formula there?
There is.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We got some people who want to give you their birthday, JD, starting with Ryan in Berkeley, 888-957-9570. Ryan, what is your birth date and year?
May 18th, 1989.
All right, we're going to give JD a second to think about that. As you do that, JD, next season's NBA MVP odds, Steiny, was released yesterday. They were released yesterday, and right now the leader of the clubhouse.
Wait. Go ahead. Yeah, it was a Thursday. But I wanted,
it was.
I wanted, wow. Yeah, but I wanted to get that one in because right. I didn't want people to think you were stalling.
Hey, listen.
That, you know, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're stalling because he's looking at his phone.
We are right.
We don't do that.
So I just
wanted to jump in with that.
We don't do that. We'll take a couple from the Chill Not Nobody text line. JD, January 19th, 1993. And when you think about that, cut in whenever you want to. Giannis right now, Steiny, is plus 300 when it comes to MVP next year.
What if I told you I can't do two things at once? I'm locked in on JD.
You have a one-track mind like me?
I'm locked in on JD.
Steph Curry plus 500?
Tuesday.
707, is it a Tuesday? I'm a Chill Not Nobody text line. We'll get that answer in just a second. Let's go to Dr. Hustle. Dr. Hustle, what is your birth date in the day or in the year? Birth date in the year.
Happy Friday. I'm going to give it to JD, and I'm going to give you my top five real quick. It's July 17th, 1980. My top five, my father always taught me not to discriminate. I enjoy Bay Area sports since I was a little kid, so there's one for everybody. Number five, Marcus Allen. Too bad he had a fallout with Al Davis because he was smooth as the other side of the
Go ahead, jump in, JD.
No, we're good. No, oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh, sorry, Dr.
I'm sorry, because this is there's actually a lot
going on here.
There is a lot going on there. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I want to make sure I have – you said the 18th or the 17th?
The July 17th, 1980.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you.
Marcus Allen, go back and watch that Super Bowl run right there against the Redskins. Just a thing of beauty. Number four from the Oakland Athletics, Ricky Henderson. I wanted to be Ricky Henderson as a kid, even though I was a Giants fan. When he broke Lou Brock's record, he goes, I now am the greatest. Number three, I know Steph Curry, honorable mention, but I grew up – fell in love with the Warriors because of three, Run TMC. Number two, the greatest baseball player of all time, steroids or not, Barry Lamar Bonds. And number one, the GOAT, Joe Montana. And last but not least, guys, Giants, go for it, baby. Get in that one-game playoff. Who you want to run out instead of Madison Bumgarner? That man right there, when he comes takes the mound, it's like Val Kilmer in Tombstone. I'm your Huckleberry. And that's Dr. Hustle on the doctor's notes.
Thursday.
I got nothing. Robin in San Francisco. Robin in San Francisco. How you doing today, Robin? Give us your birth date and year, and if you have a top five, give it to us.
Okay, no, I don't have a top five. I got to tell you two things, JD. I had to call in because the only person I know that could you could give a date, and he would tell you what day of the week, any week. He was an autistic guy that worked here at a restaurant on 16th and Mission at the Taqueria. So when they said you could do it, I said, oh, my God, JD, he can't be autistic. Is he autistic? Then the second thing I want to say to you is that my dad, when I was born, I'm getting ready to give you my birthday. When I was born, he drove from Kentucky to Ohio drunk.
What's your birth date, Robert? Real quick, before I cut you off.
Don't cut her off.
August 1st, 1961.
I want to hear about your dad driving drunk in Kentucky.
Right. Okay, he said he drove from Kentucky to Ohio drunk when I was born. He picked me up, he said, and I looked at him and said, wow! He said, and you've been raising hell ever since.
Tuesday.
That was a Tuesday, Robin, according to JD.
Wow.
Wait, now we need, was that right?
That was right.
It doesn't matter.
My girlfriend's texting me. She was like, tell him my birthday, April 27th, 1988.
All right, so Giannis is the favorite.
Giannis is the favorite.
To win the MVP.
Steph Curry plus 500. Harden plus 700. Kawhi fourth plus 800. LeBron plus 900.
You know what's interesting is I can't see LeBron winning it this
Tuesday.
Year.
Tuesday? All right. I'll get a text in just a second. If you're out there listening, babe, was it a Tuesday?
April 27th yeah.
27th.
Yeah. August 27th, 1988.
April 27th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right. No, it actually
April
was not.
April 27th, 1988.
Okay.
Did
Hold
I throw
on.
You the wrong date?
No, I thought it was the 26th. Ah. So it was actually a Wednesday.
Well, he got somebody to stump him. It took about 100 tries. You're now batting 99%, JD. No.
But you get, but I mean, technically.
He's got people in his ear. He's trying to listen to the show.
It's too much going on. It's way too much going on. There is.
No, it's good. All we're right. having fun with it.
All right. We're going to take a break from that. We'll hold off on the MVP talk. We'll do that a little later, but we're going to try something new a little bit.
We are?
We are. It's lunchtime.
What
out
are we
there.
Doing?
It's lunchtime out there.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of coworkers out there with their friends, they're listening, they're having lunch. And we want them to be in a loop. So it's time for a little lunch break here on 95.7 The Game.
What the f*** happened last night? Don't you just hate feeling out of the loop? Well, lucky for you, it's time for the lunch break.
Donut.
We're here to help you digest the most appetizing stories you might have missed. Now, with Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson, here's Bonte Hill.
Little lunch break here on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz, JD, and Bonte Hill.
Okay, go ahead, JD. The top text. The top text with the equation.
This might be the math JD is doing in his head pretty quick. F equals K plus 13 squared M.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I was good. When we were doing math, I was okay when it was an equation in a paragraph. But when it was an equation in a bracket, it was like something else. JD, you...
Math was not my thing.
This is what a 2-day learning experience yeah. this has been for me.
Math was not my thing at all. I stumped. But let's get to the lunch break here. Some of the top stories. Tyreek Hill. This morning, Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill will rejoin the team at training camp after the NFL determined that he will not be disciplined under the league's personal conduct policy following an investigation into allegations of child abuse. Let's remind everyone how he got here. Back in April, 11-minute audio clip that features Tyreek Hill and his fiance discussing their 3-year-old son's broken arm and how to deal with the police investigation that was released by KCTV 5.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too.
I mean,
if this is nothing but ammunition for the people that say this is unacceptable. I mean, obviously they couldn't prove anything, but I think the thing that is confusing to some people is Roger Goodell has more power in a lot of ways than the law,
right?
Because he can suspend guys even if they're not charged. So that's why this is just going to fuel all the fire and all the criticism that the NFL has no interest in having these guys be good guys. And as long as you can play on the football field, you're going to be able to play on the football field.
I mean, JD, the Chiefs just released a statement where basically they're saying that they're looking forward to Tyreek Hill coming back to camp and that they're still interested in extending his contract. After all this, JD, what is your thoughts on Tyreek Hill in this situation?
It's just not a good situation, and it's not a good look. And, you know, this notion that even by the NFL standards, they couldn't prove anything because there was a child involved and a lot of the, you know, documentation of events is sealed because there's a child involved. It's just a bad look, and it really appears as if there's loopholes in play here that Tyreek Hill was able to find his way through. And that just it's just bad for everybody.
Yep. Chris Paul staying in Oklahoma City for now, according to Woj. Oklahoma City's discussions to move nine-time All-Star guard Chris Paul onto a new destination are parked, and an increasing expectation exists that he will start the season with the Thunder. OKC has been working with Paul and his reps on finding a trade, but nothing is materializing. Both sides believe there are benefits to Paul, 34, playing out the year with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Of course, Chris Paul involved in a Russell Westbrook trade. Westbrook in Houston, Paul in OKC. Is Paul all of a sudden underrated? And do you think Paul will end the season with the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I don't. I don't think he'll end the season with the Thunder. I think he'll get traded during the season. Also, you know, I get it. He's got a monster contract. But Chris Paul's still a good player. Chris Paul is still a player who, in the right situation, can win a title. I don't know if that's Miami. That's a team that's been linked to him a little bit. But I get it. He's probably not worth $40 million,
yep.
But I'd still take him on my team if I believed I had a shot, even though he makes $40 million. He's still a hell of a player.
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think Chris Paul, the contract is yikes. I think Chris Paul, the player for next year, is he's probably going to be pretty good if he's healthy. So, I mean, Oklahoma City's in a position where they actually can do both.
Yeah. Yeah, it is going to be an intriguing situation. Moving on here with our last story on a lunch break. The British Open right now, the second round is going on. But the story of the day is Tiger Woods missing the cut at 6 over par. After he finished the round, fellas, he said, "I just want some time off just to get away from it. I had a long trip to Thailand for a family vacation after the U.S. Open. And then trying to get ready for this event, the Play This event, it's been a lot of travel, a lot of time in the air, a lot of moving around in different hotels and everything. I just want to go home." Is this a bad sign for Tiger's future or just a bump in the road for Tiger?
I mean, that's actually a good question. Listen, the thing I don't like about Tiger right now is whenever he doesn't play well, it's always because his shoulder's not feeling well or he's been traveling a lot or something like that. Sometimes you just, as Don Nelson says, sometimes you just get beat. JD was asking me before the show what my opinion of Tiger Woods was. He's like, do you like Tiger Woods or did you like him? And I told him, you know, when he was in his prime, I didn't like him. I didn't like the way he was with the media. But then after what happened on Thanksgiving and he kind of hit rock bottom, like once a guy hits rock bottom and they're at rock bottom for a little while, yep. I start to root for him again. So I'm in Tiger Woods' corner. I'm kind of that way with Stephen A. Smith. Now, Stephen A. Smith, I feel like, got a lot of attention.
Yep.
And then he went through a period where this guy's a clown, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of like Stephen A. Smith.
It's a blip as far as Tiger Woods goes. But if you think him winning the Masters is he's going to start winning, you know, a couple majors a year, right. You're fooling yourself. I mean, the majors that he wins are going to be every couple of years. You know, if he's going to continue to win them. So it's a blip. No big deal.
I don't like the excuses here. Well, you got to bring up a trip to Thailand, a trip. Oh, I've been in the air. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. It's not a good look for Tiger Woods. And I am a Tiger guy. I'm not going to lie. It was great to see him win the Masters. But he was struggling here at the British Open. So before we end the segment, who wins the British Open? Who wins it, Steiny? You're the golf expert here on the show.
Man, I Koepka.
Koepka's legit.
I mean, I got Patrick. I went down to Vegas and put some money on my main man, Patrick Reed. He's in it. He's 12th right now, so I got a shot. But, yeah, I mean, Koepka's.
Bruce Koepka.
Koepka's on another level right now.
You know what? British Open doesn't do it for me.
How come?
I don't know why. It just doesn't.
You don't like getting up early watching it?
I like watching the Masters.
Right.
I like watching U.S. Open. But the British Open, for whatever reason,
too early for you.
Whatever.
A lot of people think that's the biggest of the majors, even bigger than the Masters.
Interesting.
I like the
just because it's where golf originated.
Yes, and that's fair. I'm not knocking it. Just
it is a different kind of golf. It's a different kind of golf.
Just doesn't do it for me.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to see my guys. You know. -25.
See, I like when the pros struggle.
Well, I remember the '97 U.S. Open at Olympic.
Yeah.
I think Lee Jansen won it at even par. And I think Payne Stewart, the late, great Payne Stewart, was the runner-up in the U.S. Open in 97.
I want to say something happened in that where the, I don't know what hole it was, but the screen was so steep that it basically he putted or just kept rolling back. I want to say, was that Payne Stewart? It happened once? I don't know. Somebody will obviously hook us.
A lot of fun here. Kurt Young coming up at 1 p.m. We get back into the story of the day here in the Bay Area, the red-hot San Francisco Giants. It's Matt Steimitz, John Dickinson in for Daryl LeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill, right here on 95.7 The Game, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
James Pappas with the classics here on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steimitz, JDN, for Daryl LeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill.
This is where my age kills me.
Why is that?
Obviously, it's Tears of a Clown. I just can't remember who sings it. OJ's?
This is Smokey Robinson, right?
Ding, ding,
we
ding.
We have another ding?
Damon Bruce even came in here and said, Smokey.
Like I said, my memory's shot.
Was my mic on? Did anybody hear me say that?
Yeah, I heard you say Smokey. Yeah, no, I knew it was Smokey.
I just wasn't sure anybody. Right. Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Classic.
Okay.
Classic.
Okay.
Kurt Young coming on the show at 1 o'clock. Talk some Giants baseball. He's their pitching coach, formerly of the Oakland A's. Also a former major leaguer. Reading about Kurt Young, he was with the A's from 83 to 91. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if he was on a roster for the 89 World Series. I'm not seeing anything for Kurt Young when it comes to 1989. Stated he participated in the 88 and 90 series where the A's lost to the Dodgers in 88. And, of course, they got swept by the Reds in 90. Jose Rio.
Fifth starter, I want to say. Yeah. So he may not have been on the playoff roster or the World Series roster in 89.
It's funny.
He did pitch for him in 89.
What's funny, Steiny?
Just him. Yeah, he knows all about Kurt Young in 89.
Well,
I remember Kurt Young as a player, yeah. Too.
But they had,
I had no
but
idea.
They had, it was, they had Dave Stewart, they had Mike Moore, they had Bob Welch, they had Storm Davis,
yep.
And then Kurt Young was the fifth.
No Brian Kingman?
No.
No?
Not in 89.
Okay. And certainly no Dave Kingman?
No.
No?
Okay. Dave Kingman. The Giants, Red Hot Giants, they survived yesterday in 16 innings against the New York Mets, win 3-2. Will Smith, though, man, he almost blew a tear to 10th, but he did escape a bases-loaded jam.
Got him! Unbelievable. Smith strikes out the side. Bottom of the 10th is coming up. It's 1-1.
Dwayne Kuiper on a call for NBC Sports Bay Area. Will Smith striking out McNeil of the Mets and got out of that jam. I mean, very impressive stuff because I thought right away, it's like, uh-oh. Here we go. He's having that carryover from Colorado, having that carryover from Milwaukee. Does strike out the side, and the Giants survived there. And then, of course, they win it with this. They're calling it a young man, Donnie Baseball. Here's Donnie Baseball with the game-winning hit.
And Solano is going to step up. Base hit! And this game is over! And they just keep on doing it.
That's right. Dwayne Kuiper on a call for NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants 26-15 since June 1st. 13 of their last 15 they've won. 6-1 since the All-Star break. Mad Bum, 9 innings last night. Lowers his ERA to 3.65. 2-0 in his last 5 contests with a 1.55 ERA. The team is hitting better, although they did strike out a total of 18 times last night, too short of a franchise record. Left 14 runners on base, but they do survive and win a game where it felt like they had to have that one last night, because if they do lose, they're 3 under .500. All of a sudden, you're facing DeGrom, and then maybe we're coming in next Monday saying, yeah, it's time to sell.
It's the quintessential game that if you win it, you just move on to the next one, and the momentum's going, and it doesn't matter that you struck out all those times. And if you lose it, it's, well, same old Giants at home. Can't hit, wasted 2 leadoff triples, didn't score twice. Yeah, I got out of the jam with Will Smith, but it's a game that when you win it, it changes your narrative a little bit because you were still as bad in a lot of ways as you've been all year at home, but you still found a way to win it, so now you wipe it away. And you know what? Maybe tonight you hit better against Jacob deGrom, and you keep it going that way. So it's a win that you had to have, I think, for the reason you mentioned, Bonte, and for that other reason as well.
Couple things. One is we're going to get a chance to test out one of JD's theories. And that is when teams have a game like the Giants and the Mets had last night, 16 innings, bullpens, it may turn things funky the next week for that team, particularly according to JD, the team that loses that right. game. So I, you know, because now, you know, there's certain guys not going to, Will Smith's not going to pitch tonight. And you, the next few games, you're going to have to make up for all you played right. last night. So this is, we're going to test JD's theory out. See if the Giants can continue and and maybe something happens funky to the New York Mets.
There's also the fact that, you know, Bruce Bochy gets rewarded now for holding a couple of guys back. There were a lot of questions, you know, Sam Dyson, where
right.
is he?
Right.
Melanson, unavailable, wanted to get him a couple of days after they'd pitched a lot in previous series. You win that game, now all of a sudden you got two guys you didn't use that can help you get through the next night if you need to give Will Smith a day or two. So it's just there's those little added benefits and detractors that come with games like last night.
What about the Giants' record in one-run games? 19-10.
It's the only reason they're not the worst team in the National
right.
League.
Yeah. They're really good in one-run games. That's a staple of a Bruce Bochy baseball team.
Well, the other thing is, okay, so they're 26-15 over the last 41. Let's say 41 games is essentially a quarter of a season. I mean, so this we're in the midst of the best stretch of Giants baseball since, what, the midway point of 16?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because they had a terrible back half of 16, and the last 2 years they haven't been very good. So, I mean, that is one way to look at it, and it makes you feel pretty optimistic. It's the best baseball they've played since last time they were in the postseason.
Right, and they had the best record at the All-Star break that year.
Yeah, that's right.
2016.
That's right.
They come out of the chute. What did they go on that road trip, JD? They got swept by the Padres. They got swept by the Red Sox.
Yeah,
and they salvaged the game in Yankee Stadium, the game where Santiago Casilla, out of all the games, he didn't blow. It was that one. He stranded the Yankees. I think they had like bases loaded with one out, and Santiago got out of it. But it was disastrous in the second half of that season.
707 with a text that I'd like to talk about briefly. He wants to know what is striking out the side. And, you know, I've always had a problem with base hit, strikeout, walk, strikeout, strikeout. That's not striking out the side. That's not striking out the side to me. You got to strike out three guys and not have anybody get on base.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's striking out the side. The side's three hitters. Come on. You're a little pet peeve of mine.
I disagree with that.
You do?
I don't. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
A little thing.
A guy like gives up two bombs, but he strikes out three, and they're like, oh, he struck out the side, but you gave up two monster shots. Like, you know, you don't feel good about that.
Yeah, just a little pet peeve of mine. There's always room for that.
Kurt Young, I can't wait to talk to him about bum, how Will Smith is looking, Sam Dyson, and what has spurred the turnaround with this club. We heard from Bumgarner yesterday. Let's play it for our 12 o'clock audience here. Mad Bum after the game when he was talking to reporters about all the swirly trade talks. Here's Mad Bum after last night's masterpiece.
I'm less worried, less conscious about a trade given the way the team's playing.
I don't give a Well, I'm here to win games for this team, and that's what we're doing. Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and we're trying to get into the postseason, and we're making a push. We're coming.
And they are coming, and I just wonder about Madison Bumgarner's trade value now. Like, if the Giants do go out and say they lose four in a row and are out of it, can they get a bigger package now for Madison Bumgarner, considering what he's done in his last five contests?
I'm not sure. What do you think, Steiny?
I don't know. The irony is kind of the better Bumgarner pitches, obviously that's going to help the Giants. But his value might go up, but then you're less desire want to trade him. because you're going to want to need him if you're in the if you think you're going to be in it in the second half. And that is and that's to me the trickiest part that the Giants have to kind of try to foresee, and it's impossible to do that.
What do you think of the last 41 games and what it's shown us about maybe how close or far the Giants are from actually being a good team? Forget about this year.
I know. It's a great question because, like, and here's why.
Does it really change anything about 2020?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know about that, but there is no doubt that the last 40 games have resembled the best of times with the San Francisco Giants. Whether it's 10, 12, or 14, this is the way, in general, they captured three titles. And I acknowledge that's a tough thing to overlook when you've got a tangible history like that. If the Giants, let's say the Giants rip off five or six in a row starting today, again, they're going to be more in it than teams might be more interested in their players, but the Giants are less likely to deal those players. So I keep going back to Joe Girardi yesterday, who knows a heck of a lot of baseball, and he said the Giants are in a gray area right now. And I guess you got to believe it. You got to believe that they're in a gray area.
It's kind of like being an NBA team where you're a 7-8 seed. And you're like, being a 7-8 seed all the time, but you know you really have no shot at it. And it's like, well, maybe you should trade a little earlier and get to the lottery. Like, it was a bunch of years with the Hawks, right? Late 90s, 2000s, where they're just like a middling playoff team. You know they're not going anywhere. Are the Giants in that category, in that type of gray area where it's like, we're not a lottery team, we're a playoff team, but we're not really a contender? What are we doing here?
Difference is you can be the equivalent of an 8 seed in baseball and still and win it all in a, and realistically do that. If you're an 8 seed in the NBA, you're not going to win a title. So that is another carrot out there that it's very real that baseball's the one sport. I guess hockey's also this way. If you get in, to me, it's almost when you get in, everybody's got the same shot. I know that's not really the way it is because the best teams are still the best teams, but maybe there's something to if and when the Giants get in there. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like maybe a little like the Warriors, a little. I'm not, and obviously there are different points, but Giants make a run in the second half. They make the postseason. Well, who wants to play the Giants in the postseason? Probably not a lot of teams.
Who wants to face Bumgarner in a one-game playoff?
I wouldn't.
You know?
But here's the other thing. Maybe in order to get that one-game playoff, the Giants won't have the luxury of saving Bumgarner for the one game. But then again, what we've seen from Bumgarner is you might be able to pitch him in the 161st game of the year and then pitch him on 2 days rest, 2-3 days rest for the one-game playoff.
Yeah, and it remains to be seen, and we'll know more about some of these matchups as the Giants face the Nationals again, and they will play the Cubs. They haven't played the Cubs yet at all. They're in this coming week.
Yep.
But if
haven't played Philly either.
If it stays as is, and let's say they get past St. Louis and Philadelphia, and they wind up in, and they're playing Washington, and I mean Atlanta, the Cubs. I mean, we'll at that point they'd have to believe they'd have a shot.
Right. Right.
I mean, there aren't, you know, I'm looking at some of the team. I mean, the Dodgers are out of this world, but in the American League, it's a little bit different in terms of, you know, being top heavy. Houston, great team,
right.
Championship pedigree recently. Yankees, phenomenal, trying to get over the hump. They've been knocking on the door. Now, the Twins are having a great year. They're, you know, but then the A's have been in it. Cleveland's been in it the last few years. So I think it's a little more even. Aside from the Dodgers in the National League.
And just look at the Rangers. As a texter mentioned earlier, the Rangers are 4 games over .500. And all they're thinking about is selling. It's just amazing the difference in the leagues here with the American League and the National League. As you mentioned, JD, top heavy. And in the National League, heck, we saw the Giants play the Dodgers tough. They're 5-8 against the Dodgers. But are the Giants afraid of the Dodgers if they did meet them in a playoff series? I don't think the gap between the Dodgers and the Dodgers are there. There's no doubt the Braves are playing well. But the rest of the bunch, they're right there.
I wonder also, and we can ask Kurt this, is if the teams around the Giants or below the Giants make a move, which will signify what direction they're going in, if that would affect the Giants in the next week or two, if teams start making moves.
You are listening to 95.7 A Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Matt Steimitz, John Dickinson in for Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill here on 95.7 A Game, talking Giants baseball. We're thrilled to have on the pitching coach of the San Francisco Giants, longtime A's pitching coach, of course, Kurt Young, former player as well. He joins us here on 95.7 A Game, and courtesy of the Dialpad guest line, of course. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. And Kurt, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. And we've been talking about the pitching staff and obviously all the trade rumors. We won't get too much into that. But I just want to know, with Bumgarner, when you're watching Bumgarner warm up like he did yesterday before the game, you know, do you have a feel like, okay, this guy's going to give us seven strong? He's going to be on tonight, because he was on last night, throwing a complete game, nine innings, of course, 94 pitches. Looked like he could have came out for the 10th inning. Looks like he wasn't happy about not coming out for the 10th inning. Did you have a feel that Mad Bum was going to be on his game last night against the Mets?
Yeah, Bum warms up really the same way every time, with this intensity that's unmatched. So I know he was very focused last night, and, you know, he definitely wanted to keep our winning streak going, and went out and pitched a gem. And you're right, he did not want to come out after that ninth inning. He wanted to keep going. You know, we get to a point after nine innings, we're going to make a move, and brought Schmidt in and did a great job.
Kurt, one of the hallmarks of the Giants during, you know, this decade has been kind of the way they're always even keel in that clubhouse because of the personalities they have. Never get too high, never get too low. Yet after you put together a streak like this, where essentially you go from being no factor to being a factor, can you sense an extra energy, an added buzz, a better feeling coming to the ballpark?
Well, we have such pros on our team, you know, a lot of veterans, guys that have been through it, and, you know, obviously we're all excited for what we're doing right now. We got some nice momentum going and came out of the break playing very well. But, you know, we have a bunch of guys that are focused, put their hard hats on every day and go to work. And, you know, we've strung together some nice wins here and put ourselves in a nice position.
Kurt, I look at what you guys are doing right now, and it, I can't help but think of the A's teams, you know, that you were a coach with, and it just, they get on these runs kind of out of nowhere, and you're not sure what they have, and then all of a sudden you go on a run and you start to look back and you think, wow, maybe these players that maybe we didn't know about are better than expected. I mean, do you see any similarities just with some of the roster turnover in the beginning of the year, with all the different moves between some of those A's teams And this Giants team, where you just kind of ride a wave and all of a sudden you look up and it's a good baseball team kind of out of nowhere?
Yeah, that's a good point. Riding the wave is right. You get on momentum going in the right direction, and, you know, you come to the ballpark, feel like you're never going to lose another game. And, you know, we were on the end of that early on, where we went through a streak where we couldn't put a win together. So, it is. You feel real good coming to the ballpark, and everybody's anxious to play, and you're excited about who's starting that day, and guys are ready to play nine innings and keep this thing going.
Giants pitching coach Kurt Young here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steimitz, John Dickinson, and Bonte Hill. Talk about being in that clubhouse right now, because on June 1st, obviously, things were looking bleak. You know, the run differential was bad. You guys have been 26-15 since June 1st. What is it like now when you guys are going from city to city, clubhouse to clubhouse, and you're winning series and winning games against teams that are right there in the race with you, like the Cardinals, like the Brewers, like the Rockies, and even the Mets? Tell me what the vibe is in a clubhouse when it comes to, you know, because we heard Madison Bumgarner last night basically say, hey, look, I don't.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto.